the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. Word story. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. Stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue, and I'm here for the action,
and nothing but that action,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
Thank you, DJ Brother Z.
It's Friday. It's the last day. Amazing.
Pop. Hey, look, I appreciate you, DJ Brother Z. It was a hell of a ride.
Man, and then some.
And then some. Hey, I love you, brother.
Love you too, Tori.
Hey. As the movement continues, hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. Salute to everybody that's joining the show today. We got a lot of moving parts on the show today. It's the last Tori Lowe Show. And salute to everybody that have
listened in, that have joined the call to action, that have supported me over the last 5 years, over the last 17 years. But we got Attorney B. Ivy Lamar joining me on the lines. Let's get Attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines. How you doing, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Tory, what's going on, man?
Hey, this is it. This is the last Tory Lowe show on 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, man, salute, man. You know, I had to stop everything I'm doing, man, on this holiday Friday weekend, man, to go ahead and give you your flowers, man. You know, I'm just, you know, what you've done for the city of Milwaukee prior to even being on the radio, man, and just the influence you've had, the inspiration you've provided. You know, I had to just go ahead and take this time out to just honor you. You know, today is about you, man. We need another Tory Lowe day, man. You know, we need the city to recognize you again, man. But, you know, I wanted to take that time out, man, and just, you know, give you your flowers.
And B.I.V. Lamar, all of the battles that we had to take on in the community throughout the years, we couldn't have done it without you representing a lot of the families as an attorney. And you definitely made my journey a lot better. And I appreciate you, too, because as we move on into the next phase, as we continue to grow, these last 5 years have been so dynamic and crucial for the community. And I appreciate you for all of your efforts, as usual. And I thank you for being a great brother and an asset to the community.
Man, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, in this last season, you know, that you've had these last 5 years, when we think movement, when we think about, you know, I'm doing the best I can, you know, bringing justice to families. But, you know, in order to do so, we got to have the conversation, the community engaged. And, you know, you've been on the front lines, you know, even before this, and what you've done here at The Truth, you know, keeping the conversation, bringing awareness, you know, challenging, you know, different initiatives. And, you know, that is the type of thing that we need to continue. And I'm just excited about what God has for you next as he enlarges your territory. So, you know, I definitely wanted to, you know, call and take that moment to share that.
And for those that don't know, like when I first came into The Truth, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar came with me, you know, like, you know, he's always there. He always making sure that, you know, everything is on the up and up when it comes to the movement, when it comes to our community, when it comes to myself. And I'll tell you this, you are definitely somebody that when I'm in this community that I trust to have the best interest of the community. And that is just, I rarely ever say that, but that was due to your actions and your ability to take on these situations and bring results to families. And I appreciate that from you more than anything. And as the movement continues, I'm sure we'll have other battles and adventures. But when you talk about today being the last day of the Tory Lowe show and as many families that then came through with interviews and they had to discuss and let the community know and bring an awareness to what was going on, you definitely did that. And that was just much appreciated, especially with Truth Nation needing to have information on what was really going on with a lot of these cases. And we thank you for that, too, as well.
No, I appreciate that, Tory. And again, man, you know, we all in this together. We all got a part to play, everybody in the community. God gives us all different talents. And, you know, we all just got to tap into what God called us to do. And it's just, like I said, it's just good to see how God has used you. You know, I want to shout out the True Good Karma Brands, you know, for what they've done in this community and will continue to do. And, you know, I think that, you know, hey, we progressing. And that's what the movement is about, man. There's still a lot of work to do. Still got to keep rolling up our sleeves. But, you know, we will continue to fight and, you know, want to salute to the station as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And like I said, hey, the movement continues, Attorney B. Ivy Lamont.
Movement continues. Hey, I'm excited to hear all of the, you know, the different guests come on today, man, because, hey, man, you deserve all that, man. And I'm just looking forward for this next chapter. You know, like I said, God is enlarging the territory. You know, the voice is doing nothing but getting louder. So I'm looking forward to that, man, and, you know, this next platform that is now been made available, man. I'm just excited.
Hey.
So, you know, you always got your back. Anything you need, I'm always here.
And I got you, and I thank you, and I know that you are a warrior for the people, and you always been that, and that's why I'm excited to move forward, because I got a good team around me that knows that what we have to do is get an outcome for our community, And thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, I appreciate you for calling in, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar.
Absolutely. Salute, Tori.
All right, God bless. We got another call on the lines. We got Bishop Milton on the lines. How you doing, Bishop?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you feeling?
Hey, look. Hey, I'm feeling powerful. You know, it's one of those days where you understand that one thing is ending, but another journey is actually sprouting at the same time. So I feel,
of course,
I feel the sadness of just moving into a different space, and I feel the excitement as well on the next situation that we got ahead of us, another task in front of us. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, continuing to grow. And so, and I appreciate you because Pastor, you and Minister Kevin, y'all have been two brothers from the church. A lot of times people bash the church, but I'm telling you, it's not church bashing. There are some good ministers out here, and I know them, and I talk to them all the time. And I thank you. I thank you for you and Miracle Temple, your family, your congregation, everything that we have been able to do since we walked from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C., it's been amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man, and I appreciate your contribution to the community and just watching you, amen. Man, I just want you to know I love you. You know, we really tapped into each other when we were on that walk. You saved my life, really, because I didn't even know anybody was there behind me. I thought I was by myself about to confront this man with this shotgun. And I was like, man, and I was still in shock because I had just woke up. I know I just woke up from the nap and the gunfire was going on and I was just trying to get to the driver's side to get out of there because I was the last car there.
Mm.
And then you coming up behind and looking at the man saying, you're going to shoot a minister? And his whole countenance changed, which was the craziest thing in the world to me. But, man, so I appreciate you, man, for speaking up. And, man, because I was, you know, still in a daze and trying to get out of there.
You know, man, when you confronting the spirits, the evil spirits, they got to bow down. They got to bow down to something that's more powerful. And like I said, we were on that journey. So many things happened on that journey. And we got closer through faith. And that faith, what made it real, what made that journey real, is that years later, even today, we are still out here, boots on the ground, making sure that we do our part. And that's how I know the love was real, because it wasn't just a few incidents and then we didn't see each other. We have been consistent over the time period. And now we get to move into something else. And I thank you, Pastor Milton. And the members at Miracle Temple.
Love you, man. Appreciate you. And looking forward to doing more work with you in the community.
Thank you, brother. And look, we got a lot of work to do. I thank you for everything. It's just so amazing to have brothers. A lot of people, when I talk about the church, they think that I'm, you know, just saying things. I was a deacon in the church. I got good brothers from the church. Trust me. We talk, you know. But we can't ignore what's bad that's going on either. So, what do we have? Do we have time? Let's get Minister Kevin on the lines. The Miracle Minister Kevin did the Monday prayer, the last Monday prayer. And I appreciate you for calling in today to give, you know, your last commentary on the last show.
Tori, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. You know, as you say, powerful. You know, it's been amazing. That's what Big Jab say. Amazing. You know, it's been amazing, man. I've been, you know, the days when you started with Ben Jabba, now you with Andrew, and it's always been great, man. You always had somebody good to help you out because God will put people on your team, man. Mm-hmm. That's really going to work for you, really going to help you. And, you know, what you're doing now, you're going to continue to do. Ain't nothing changing but the channel.
Hey.
You know, ain't nothing changing but the channel.
Well, Minister Kevin, Miracle Minister Kevin, we got work to do. And like I said, starting Monday. So don't worry about it. We got to go have our hands full. I appreciate you, and I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. I'll see you down there tonight at 4:30.
All right. Thank you, brother. I'll see you this evening. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tory, I mean, you're a huge community advocate. I know that, and you're big in our community. It's so funny because my mom, she's more excited about your show than she is about my show. No, I'm so serious.
Oh, wow.
Like, I called her, you know, after
our show.
Yes, shout out to Gabby. I called her asking how everything went, and she was like, great, but when is Tory Lowe going to be on? Remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees demons. He been in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight. When the pain from the bottom was too much to bear. He was there to get you through the storm. And the advocate, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got a special guest in studio. Andrew didn't surprise me. The owner of GKB. The man. My boss, you know. Craig Carmerson is in the building. How you doing, Craig?
Good thing this song's on. You might have forgotten your name. Say your name enough.
Let me tell you something. It's all about letting people know that the activism is out here. You know, I tell people if the drug dealer can say he can sell 20 keys and all of this, I can say that from an advocate standpoint, this is where we got to be. So that's what I tell people.
I was going to take us in a whole different direction about if someone's getting LeBron, I'm getting Dwayne Wade, and if that's drugs or if the dollars and all that. But let's not go there. Today's a really, really special day. And, you know, Zim asked, he's like, hey, would you record a liner for Tory with what today means? And I was like, why? Do you not want me to come on with them? He's like, no, that's cool. You can come on. So I wanted to be here for today.
Hey, look, thank you. You came from Turkey.
Yeah, I was in Istanbul.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
You just got like your frequent flyer miles. Got to be like just
right.
Crazy.
Yep, they're all right.
But thank you for coming in. I mean, we started The Truth. A lot of people talk about The Truth and how it has affected the community. But how did you even get the idea? I've heard the story, but how did you get the idea of saying, hey, I'm going to start a black talk radio and let black voices be heard? Tell that story one more time.
Yeah, I mean, the story's been told, and it was 2020, and we were in the depths of the pandemic, and we know what happened with George Floyd in the, you know, in our area here, right? Like, this is our region, and, you know, I'm very involved with Milwaukee College Prep, which is a charter school that serves the black community. And through that involvement, we were doing some things that same week to give sporting goods and equipment to kids in the inner city. And as part of it, we were also sponsoring a lunch for first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And Omar, you know, who's
right.
Put the Third Street Market all, he was the one who had reached out.
Salute to Omar.
Yeah. And I think Christian Yelich and Pat Connaughton were involved, you know, athletes, you know, from the area. And Omar had done great work on it. So I was like, of course I'm in. He's like, all right, I put your name on the lunch for the first responders. I was like, great. I heard from one of the, you know, officers, hey, I'm going to be there. And I was like, oh, I should probably go out there and serve some of the meals and be there. And then George Floyd was murdered. And I was just going through, you know, we were all in a weird place, right? In 2020. And then I was going through that, like, gosh, man, you know, are we actually doing anything to help? And I'd always like kind of just written, I'm from the East Coast and I'm from Jersey. And I'd be like, yeah, man, Wisconsin and Milwaukee is so segregated, but I'm helping by what I'm doing at Milwaukee College Prep. But it was in that moment where I was like, we own WTMJ, and that is Wisconsin's radio station. But what's Milwaukee's station? And, you know, and what is that platform for the black community that can represent the diverse voices of the black community? And I didn't feel like it existed. And I felt a responsibility that day to create it. And so it was obviously many months later, and it was in January of 2020 when the truth came about. But that was really the evolution, was me for the first time feeling like what I was doing wasn't enough. And I am so proud of everything that's been accomplished.
Now, when we first met, you always talk about our first conversation. And a lot of people don't believe
we're in that studio, right. At the old Scripps building on Capitol Drive. Yep. We were in the on-air studio when we met.
And we were going back and forth with the idea. And
yeah.
I think that I asked you, what's this, slavery or something like that?
You're like, so how is this going to be any different than slavery if I come to work for a white company? And again, that's what I loved about you, and I still love about you. Like, you are not going to sugarcoat things.
Right.
You and I may not have agreed on a lot of issues along the way, but I have such a deep respect because you put your absolute work behind everything you're involved in. A lot of people have the words, and you have all the words, but you actions over words, and you are about the action, and you're about the smoke. And, from the beginning, I knew that if you could be a part of this, that we could help elevate, the advocate work you were doing. Right. And I knew how deeply you cared about that. And and that was really exciting for me.
Well, I'll say this. The Good Karma brand is first class. It ever since I got with the truth, from that day to now, everything I've experienced was above and beyond. Like, I've always had the resources, and nobody has ever came to me and said, don't do it. They said, okay, this is how we can do it. And this is what.
Yeah, but that minimizes to you a lot of what you've done,
right?
Because most of what you've accomplished and the things that I think of as some of the Tory Lowe's signature things that we've done as a company, that wasn't you sitting back and hearing from someone.
No.
That was you pushing it and saying, hey, I want to do a walk to end violence. I want to clean up the community. I want to do these types of things. So I appreciate that. And our marketing team just is so passionate about what you believe in. And the rest of whether it's our home office team, whether it's teammates associated with ESPN, WTMJ, they've been a part of all these things. But this was you initiating these incredible things.
Well, like I said, the support was off the charts. And like you said, the marketing team, our sales team, our teammates from 620, WTMJ, ESPN, Wisconsin, it was almost like we were all just – it wasn't the truth. 620 WTMJ in ESPN Wisconsin. It was like we were all teammates.
Right, it's good karma. Yeah.
Right. And then I remember when I got voted, I don't know what it was in 2024, Teammate of the Year.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just because that's a vote amongst the teammates. And we worked so hard together that I was just shocked that, it just a lot of people were coming together. We were doing so many things together that I didn't even see it like that. I just saw that we were actually getting some outcomes. And then when that happened, in 2024, I just knew right there that it was amazing. Being a part of GKB and going to school and wanting to be a part of broadcasting, this was like a first-class experience to me. And so I would always encourage people, no matter if the truth moves on or not, take advantage of the opportunities that's in front of you. You don't get – we living in a business in the world that things don't stay the same. And a lot of people, we got change going on right now. As we talk right here live on the air, there's a transitioning going on. And a lot of people are wondering, okay, why did this happen? What's going on with that? But you if you want to speak to that. But like with me, I say I've been working in television, CBS 58, NBC 3 down in when I was in Madison, and I've my whole life, and always things change after a while. So you have to just be ready and adapt with change.
Yeah. So after 5+ years, the truth is going to be owned by Milwaukee Black Media. It will be owned by a trust that's been created that will allow the employees of it, if there are profits, to actually share in the profits. Mm-hmm. And I felt, going back to our first conversation, like, why are some white, rich white guys starting the truth?
Right.
Like, we got it to a certain point so that we can now hand it off to Milwaukee Black Media, and couldn't be more excited for the teammates who are going to be continuing with the truth. It'll still be in our building for a while till its own facility is created. And then I'm also couldn't be more excited for the teammates who are going to stay as part of Good Karma.
Yeah.
Because I think the impact, when you think about how the truth started and trying to create a platform for the Black community, one of the great things we found is that just having the truth and having the teammates there impacted Good Karma in such a great way. Mm. So the idea that, you know, things that you do will be able to continue to be part of us, that's so exciting, right? So the truth's living on, but then the sphere of influence of the teammates from the truth will continue to grow as well and not be limited to the fact that, oh, Milwaukee Black Media is now operating the truth. We won't have that influence on ESPN. We won't have that influence on WTMJ. Like that is actually going to grow through this process, right, which is really exciting.
Well, what's exciting to me is that when we had to deal with the community as far as like all of the different things, all of the different events that we put together, nobody ever slacked. Like, yeah. I'm talking about the live
but,
events.
But you think about WTMJ, like my perception of WTMJ, your perception of WTMJ, like it'd be like, oh, they don't even want to know what Tori knows in the community. They can't handle it. They're not interested in it. They don't want to know the stuff I know. They don't want to hear. But that's not true, right?
No, and it's not.
But I will say, the average consumer of WTMJ, where they're following on social media or whatever, like, and if you're consuming the truth right now, we want you to keep consuming the truth when it's owned by Milwaukee Black Media and operated there. But like WTMJ, like if it's going to be called Wisconsin's radio station, Black people are a big part of Wisconsin.
Right. I agree.
And, you know, you being able to have a bigger voice in that and being able to bring the stories to that platform and figure out what format that looks like, right, and what that looks like across radio, across social, across video stream, across audio stream, across podcast, across everything. Like, to me, that's so exciting. And by the way, and continuing the March to End Violence, continuing community cleanup, continuing to do the things that you're doing both as part of the truth currently and the stuff that you've been doing long before the truth existed.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm going to give you your final words for the show before you. I know you got to get out of here. I know you got a lot of things to do. But once again, one journey ends and a new journey begins at the same time.
Yeah. Well, again, I appreciate you have from day one been a great teammate. And that's what we think about when we think about this. And that's why it may not like, exactly what's the fit for Tori here or there? You've been great on ESPN. You've been great on The Truth. You've been great on TMJ. And now it's just that next step. And it's figuring it out and us all being willing to be uncomfortable a little bit to be able to slide into different spots. And like you said, change is the one constant we're going to have. And I'm just fortunate that you're going to be a part of what we're doing moving forward. And I think Truth fans will continue to consume the truth and want to hear what's going on in the truth. And we know that there's so many Tori Lowe fans that are going to hear and watch whatever you're doing that comes next.
Hey, look, Craig, thank you for coming in today. I was shocked. Andrew kept this one under wraps. Y'all trying to, you know, you got a whole bunch of people coming through. You trying to get me to cry, Andrew. I know you're trying
should
to
I try it again, McCry? Should I just try to get all deep and emotional? And yeah,
I think they was trying to get me to cry, but I appreciate you. I thank you. And we got more to come.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to be along for the ride with you. Thank you, man.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
You are listening to The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The real life superhero, the undeniable, the incomparable, the one, the only, Tori Lowe. What's up, man? It's Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin. Tori, it's impossible to describe the impact you have on Milwaukee and the people around you. You're one of the all-time good guys. Even though sometimes you make fun of me for admitting I'd like to be the little spoon on this show, what a run the last 5 years, and the marathon will continue.
Ooh-ooh!
Love you, Tori. Powerful. Face every fear I done fought day years. Name in the ear like a champ in the bleachers. Front row love for the hurt in the dreamers. They say tone it down, I just turn up truth. Made for the trenches, I was raised by proof. If the system cold, then I bring that flame. You can see that light when you shout my name. Tori Lowe, that Batman. Pull up when it's that bad. Riding for the hell not. Turn a closed door to a last stand. Tori Lowe, that Batman. Big cake made a past pain. Turn cries into an anthem.
101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe Show. Hey, look, we're being joined by Kyle Wallace.
Yes, sir.
Kyle Wallace in the studio. Just ended your show.
Just ended my show.
I crashed your show.
You did crash my show. Now I get to crash your show.
Right.
I get to crash your show.
I love it. It's the last one.
It's the last one here. But you know what? We keep moving on, man. We keep moving on, T-Lo. I'm so excited to be able to come on your show. I came on your show many times before. I remember the third day of your show, January 6th. I remember we came in there in the studio.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was a lot going on.
Your third
we
day doing this radio.
We just got on the air, and then we had January 6th.
Yeah. I just remember that show just because it was like, oh, here's breaking news happening during Tori's show and trying to figure out, okay, so how do we do this? What do we do? And DJ Brother Z was there for that, too. He was just playing audio from what was happening. But, yeah, it's crazy for us to come a long way. It's a beautiful journey, Tori, a beautiful journey.
Hey, look, I'll say this. You know, to have Juneteenth, live, Summerfest. We broadcast live. Like, we started out on top.
We did.
On top of everything.
That's crazy. You know, just that you right, Tori, with that. It's so special, right? Because we've had platforms before, but to have the financial support so we are able to right away be at places, be at the biggest events happening in the city. Tori, you forgot to even mention one. We did a Trimocast of the Milwaukee Bucks championship parade.
Oh, sure did.
Yeah,
sure
where we did all
we
these
did the,
broadcasts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we did do the parade.
So we just, there's
for the
so
Milwaukee
much.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Broadcast live from there?
From the parade.
Wow.
Like, this is something special. This is something unique. This is something that you don't get to see. But all the experiences that we got to have with Summerfest, Juneteenth, that, and just so many different things. Giving away $5,000. We used to give away $101.70 to everybody. And then they're like, all right, well, that's... That's a lot of paperwork every single day. But just the fact that I feel like we came, we saw, and you know, I wouldn't say we conquered, but I would say we dominated.
Right,
we definitely
but
dominated.
The truth lives on at the end
it,
of the
it
day.
It sure does, and that's what I'm
we,
excited about.
We started
about.
It, we pillared it, we went through the trenches, and now other young black broadcasters can have a platform to get involved. That's amazing right there.
It is. And that was the whole thing. We talk about the new iteration, the evolution. To me, it was always about having black voices. And so when you look back to 2020, you talk about black voices. You had a WNOV 860 that had a couple black voices that were there. And now you fast forward to 2026 and you have all these different black voices that have grown and had an opportunity to shine here off 101.7 The Truth. And then you got people branching off doing their own thing. But more importantly, you know, though we won't be on The Truth no more, our voice, we're black voices in media, right?
Right.
Like, Tori's worked in media before, but having his own radio show like this, never had something like this before, and it lives on. Me before, again, I was behind the scenes, and now I got my own radio show. I'll be doing stuff on 620 WTNJ. There's more black voices. So even though we won't be on The Truth, there'll be new black voices, which means there's more of us having a large platform, having support.
And working it with 620, because I'll be moving over to 620. But the thing is, you know, it's just a new journey. And we got amazing teammates to continue the journey. Like, I just see it as, okay, we've gotten to the point where we're moving into the next phase of our careers. And when you look back and see the seeds that was planted and the Truth and Truth Nation and all of the call to actions. And I think it was one time I was on the Justice Committee in Madison.
Yeah, I remember you had to go all the way up there.
I had to go over to Madison, and you would always fill in because
until
I would be coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, so who would let you do that? Like, look how much support we had. I had to go up to Madison, you know, with the state to try to figure out justice reform ideas and then try to make it home to the show, and you would start the show, you would do the first couple segments. I used to listen to you on the way in, try to start the show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you wasn't on the air on the
and
truth at that point.
I was not.
But you was definitely a powerful feeling. I'm trying to tell you.
I had to bring the energy. If I'm feeling it for Tory Lowe, I got to bring that Tory Lowe energy. My favorite thing was doing the cadence, the callback and response. That was always fun. So, beautiful, beautiful story, beautiful journey. I'm excited for everything that's to come in the future. I really am.
I said, and then you got the sports show.
Yeah, Kyle and Bruss.
Kyle and Bruss.
2 to 5, ESPN Wisconsin, 94.5 ESPN. We'll still have the Truth to Power podcast. I'll still be podcasting. Make sure y'all subscribe. We'll be putting shows there. We'll eventually be popped up on YouTube as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look
Alex
who we've been joined by.
They came in the building. Oh, wow.
Alex Strofe, my producer.
This is Kyle's producer.
This is Tory Lowe. If you ain't know,
I get that peso. Here we go, y'all. Y'all don't understand. We do this every Friday on ESPN Wisconsin. This song is like a hit.
It's an absolute
hit.
It is.
It's our favorite Friday song.
And I can't wait. You're going to continue to join us 4 o'clock every Friday, 94.5 ESPN.
And we got this is for all the little spoons out there.
This is for all the little spoons.
Little spoon out there, right.
Are you a little spoon, Kyle? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
I'm a grown-ass man. Don't worry about what I'm doing in my bedroom.
I want to know if you're also a little spoon like I am.
I'll be honest. I'm the big spoon for the most part, but I don't mind somebody holding me a little bit.
See that? Tory ridiculed me to no end when I came on this program a couple months back, probably almost a year ago, and I told him, I'm a proud little spoon.
See,
he's inspiring all the little guys that are the little spoons when it comes to snuggling.
I say this. When I'm laying down on my shoulder, my left shoulder, because she's on the right side, I'm on the left. When I'm laying down on my left shoulder, sleeping, and all of a sudden I feel somebody come up on behind me, I ain't jumping. I like being held a little bit now.
Tapped into your little spoon.
She want to touch me. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm not the little spoon very often, but I ain't gonna act like I don't like being touched.
Hey, look, I gotta be the big spoon.
Okay, all right, big dog,
the big silver spoon. I gotta mix the Kool-Aid with the big silver spoon.
Mix the Kool-Aid. You are nasty. Ain't nothing being mixed from behind me. Say that.
I'm just trying to let you know.
She more of a.
There's only one big spoon in the dress.
She a spatula.
I'm just messing with you. But you have activated the Little Spoon Nation because it's opening up your sensitive side.
Little Spoon Nation. That's crazy. We should dub that. Where to find more little spoons?
Yeah, it's getting in contact with your inner self.
Yes.
I guess.
You got to be comfortable with yourself.
Yes. I wouldn't
join. You're a little spoon.
I wouldn't join a little spoon.
I haven't got there yet.
You already have, Kyle. You are the vice president of Little Spoon Nation.
I'm a visitor. I'm not in there. I'm not a full member.
You're a full-blown member of the committee.
And
eventually we're going to bring Tory Lowe to the dark side.
Oh, wow.
And somebody snuggles up on him.
Tory know you've been snuggled up on.
Not a little spoon way. I mean, I like to come over the shoulders.
I guess I'm trying to figure out when you say little spoon, you talking about her putting her, with spoon
in. And she's holding you from the back.
Yeah, but when she hold, like, she just.
Like when you're cuddling and she's in the back and she's holding you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I kind of feel like y'all taking it a little deeper. You talking about putting milk in cookies.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, wow.
Or wait, cookies and milk.
What?
What's happening?
Where did we get cookies and milk?
He said I was putting a straw in something.
The straw?
He said the spoon and the Kool-Aid.
Oh, the spoon and the Kool-Aid.
He was just making a spoon joke.
I said the big silver spoon.
You're taking it too far. Get your mind out of the gun.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about? He's talking about putting spoons in Kool-Aid.
Here we go.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, look, we got to go. We got to run the break. We got to reset a little bit.
All right, Tory. So proud of everything you've done. I love you, brother.
I love you. I'll see you after the show.
4 o'clock.
It's Tory Lowe Overtime on 94.5 ESPN. And Kyle, I will see you in 2 minutes.
You mean 16 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here until 157. Yeah.
All right.
Alex Strofe.
My brother. Hey, Kyle, thank you. It's been an amazing ride.
You done with me?
We got Pop Culture Report. We got to go to break.
Really quickly, you like the new Drake album?
No.
None of them?
It's mid.
You didn't like Iceman?
No.
What about it you didn't like?
It's not my style.
How many times you listen to it?
Twice.
And you ain't like, you ain't got nothing. One song.
I like the Future record, I think.
Yes, the only song you like, Ran to Atlanta?
I like Make Me Cry or something like that.
What else? I mean, you ain't like nothing else?
Nope.
You didn't like whisper my name? Mm-mm. I would think somebody like you would like whisper my name.
Yeah, but
because the thing is,
it didn't
you being
stick
a
out
G,
to me yet.
You being a G the way you are, the way you walk around, this there's people around here need to whisper your name. Like, listen, they.
The police
be talking to the victims like, contact Torlo. Yeah. But, huh? Contact Torlo. I can't say it loud.
Look, they tell families other families.
Yeah.
But you know, I say this. I do understand all of the concepts. Great hip hop, great delivery. But it's just, Drake is just.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm a fan. I thought it was.
You got something out of it.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, some of it, people was mad
you
about
got
the
encouraged.
Iceman turned to a nice man, I'm hot and cold. People still mad at that line.
He's
they
so
joke
crazy.
About it. I actually love the line because you know what, T-Lo? When you first met me, I was nice. And now sometimes I'll be hot and cold because people try to test me around here sometimes, and I had to let them know. So,
Iceman.
All right, T-Lo, I love you.
All right,
I just want to say before I go, I know you got to go to break. Thank you so much, Tori. I told you, you were one of the first people that I said, I got to get Tori Lowe on the station. And for you to actually come and believe and do what you do and have the freedom to do what you do, you made such a positive impact in our city. You made a positive impact on this station. And you know, when I hired you to be here on The Truth, to be your voice and a platform, I knew you were resonating in the community because of the work that you do. But the impact you've had at Good Karma Brands, right? This is a majority white company.
Right.
A lot of white employees. And being able to have you here to be able to wake some folks up or get people more involved in the community, you don't understand how that makes for me and the rest of the black people that come after you, how impactful that is. So thank you so much for what you have done for the community, what you did in this radio station, and more to come. Love you.
I love you.
And we're going to keep moving. This ain't going to last time you hear from me and Tori.
We got to go back to work Monday.
Love y'all today. Thank you, Brother Z, too. I love you, too. I love Andrew, you great. I'm just saying, Andrew's fantastic. But DJ Brother Z and Tori Lowe, two of the first folks. That was his original producer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two of the first folks that we hired that we've been running since day one. So I love y'all. Y'all be great. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Talk to y'all
Monday
again.
When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tori Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, WTMJ's John Mercure here. Tori Lowe is the man. He does the right thing the right way every single day. He fights for people in our community. He stands up for what's right. I don't think the guy ever sleeps. He is one of my heroes, truly. Tori Lowe. Go get it, Tori. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. You hear me? Let me tell you something. If you need me, you know how to find me. But keep doing what you doing, I'm proud of you, yeah, yeah. He who finds himself losing himself for my sake will find it, yeah. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I've been praying for peace.
Tired of fighting. 101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe Show. Tori Lowe Mixtape is on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth. I guess go listen to it while it's still up. I guess they didn't flag my mixtape. YouTube. Yeah, flagged it.
They flagged it.
Something happened. They took off my views too. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Andrew, bruh, what happened to the mixtape?
That's what they did to Kendrick.
I called Andrew yesterday. What'd they do to the mixtape?
We went from 1,300 to about 850.
Yeah, like they trying to stop the views.
Is it the bots or something?
We didn't do no bots.
No, I know you didn't. But I'm saying,
how do you get the bot? How do the bots get involved?
They just do. I don't know. The Instagram just be having bots and stuff.
But why YouTube. Would the, who? Nobody called the bots. I thought you gotta go pay somebody.
That's
to
what
do
I thought
bots.
Too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's weird. It'd be random bots though. On like anything though. Anything you post online,
wow.
You know, it'd just be bots liking and commenting.
I don't know. I believe they was like, what is this?
I don't know. Recently, Instagram just like wiped out a whole bunch of bots. People lost a bunch of followers, you know? So, I don't know. It's interesting.
It is. We going, you know, well, this is my last show today, so
right,
I guess I'm not going to stress about it.
Yeah, you've got it. You've got it.
If you want the mixtape, send in your email address. We can send it to you for the MP3.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, last pop culture here real quick. I got some Floyd Mayweather news. Floyd Mayweather Jr. ordered to pay over $32,000 monthly in child support after fathering child with Vegas club dancer.
Well, you know he got a strip club, right?
Yeah, but he not very smart.
Hey, well, he got money.
He spends it all.
He's a boxer. You know what the smartest thing, even though a lot of people make fun of
What?
Mayweather. What? He made $100 million off of exhibitions. I ain't never seen that.
I ain't never seen that.
You ain't got it. It's just an exhibition.
That's crazy.
And so, to me, I can't say, I can't knock the man because...
He no money.
He He's out here doing foolish things, but... He thinks his money will never run out, probably. So he doesn't. I mean, he don't care.
It seemed like it ain't running out. So he got to pay nearly $1 million in back child support and $32,000 a month after being declared the father of a 4-year-old girl with a dancer.
His money hit different. So $1 million sound like a lot. $32,000 a month sound a lot. But with his business endeavors and all the things he got going on, then all he got to do is run and get a $50 million for an exhibition fight with Mike Tyson. He don't care.
With Mike Tyson. Oh yeah. Are they doing that?
Hold on. Well, look, let's say he got to pay $32,000 a month. Yeah. Well, he could just do what the Ant-Man did for Minnesota, just pay it all off.
He ain't gonna do that though.
But I'm talking about. But
yeah,
that's how they think.
He should do it.
Yeah, that's how they think though. When you get into that world where just you look at your bank account and see $20 million in the bank. You know, you just think you just untouchable. You can do whatever you want to do.
I mean, $20 million. I don't know what I do with that money. What you doing with $20 million?
Oh man, I'm gonna repair the community. Like, okay, I'm gonna put up things. Like, let me get a hold of some millions. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where to place the energy.
Yeah,
and it don't really cost that much. I always tell people, like, we be asking for stuff, but when you really break it down,
yeah, it's a lot lower than you.
Yeah,
think.
It is a lot lower than you think. So what I'm saying is, but I would just go. I wouldn't even ask nobody for anything. I wouldn't ask for nothing. In about 3 years, it'll be a bunch of stuff up.
That's true.
And we'll just be running it.
That's true. Yeah. That'd be dope. Hey, some other news real quick. I know we always talk about Giannis and stuff, but some other news that Bill Simmons says it is believed Giannis wants to go to the Celtics, but Boston might not want him.
Giannis sweepstakes rumor.
Yeah, per Bill Simmons. He's a former, you know, ESPN guy.
So we got another Shams on our hands.
A little bit.
Okay, that's what it sounds like.
I mean, he's a Celtics fan, too, so he always going to say stuff like that.
Well, Giannis is supposed to be looking for suitors.
To win, yeah.
His contract is in a space where it's not – the Bucks haven't finalized anything.
Yeah.
So this is the space where you got to see who's best suited.
Where do you think he should go, though? Because, I mean, obviously he stay here. He should stay here, but, like, if he were to go.
Giannis got to stay home in Milwaukee, but if that's not going to work – let's get the biggest bang for the buck.
Yeah, that's true.
No pun intended.
Right, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get what we can.
I mean.
I'd rather get what we can than he walk off with no strings attached.
I mean, you see all the drama going on with the Bucks right now with Miles Turner kind of calling out Giannis.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis is kind of being like, oh, I thought this was AI. He thought Miles Turner, he didn't think that was real. He was like, I ain't going to say that. But he went on and said it. And, you know, I mean, people are speculating online that they don't like each other. But I recently just saw them come to the introduction of Taylor Jenkins, you know, him being as a coach at the Milwaukee Art Museum a few weeks ago. And they were sitting next to each other. It was vibing, you know.
When it's business, it ain't about emotions. Mm. And I always tell people that these players get millions of dollars, and the culture is what they concerned about.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the culture of basketball, you know you for the lose if people ain't showing up to film. Like – when I was playing sports, I knew that we weren't going to have a good game if we didn't study the film.
Right.
So I would get the tape from the coach. Soon as he done, so I would be sitting outside the coach's office waiting for him to get done.
Yeah.
And then I would get it.
Yeah.
So I know that when you have people that lack information on teams that they're about to play, or they don't study film, or they lazy, you're not finna just win the title.
Right.
That ain't how that works.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
If the culture trash, don't expect to win the title.
Especially with young players, you know. It's players my age that are on the team, and I don't know if they show up to film or not, but sometimes they don't be looking like it during the game. So, well, you know, we'll see. But, hey, before I log off of here, man, I got to give my thanks to you, Tori.
Hey.
You and Andrew have been there. Hey, I've been here for about a year, GKB, and, you know, I've got a lot of opportunities.
I talked to you off the top.
Yeah.
Like, I told you off the top, hey.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of opportunities, but this got to be the best one so far. So I appreciate you taking the chance on me, you and Andrew, you know, hyping me up, making sure I get my confidence up a little bit.
Yeah, and like I said, I knew when you was walking in the hallway, I was like, come over here. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Like, what you doing?
Yeah.
You know, come. I need you to come in.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where I say we have to help, you know. Mm-hmm. I could have been like, oh, look at this. You know, who was that? You know what I mean? But I was, no. I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
And then when they said your name was Nas, I said, Nas. Well,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. Like, so yeah. To see you develop over the last year is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see the ceiling.
Yeah.
That your ceiling is, it ain't one.
Yeah, yeah, we go keep going.
Hey,
we was talking about off mic. We was talking about the roller coaster. We just gotta move on to the next.
Hey, we waiting in line. We about to jump on the next one.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. Look, hey, we go see what happens next, though.
I appreciate you and thank you.
Yes, sir. And you go buy your Chris Brown and Usher tickets.
I told you once you find a good ticket,
we go find.
Let me know. Let me know. I'm gonna go with you.
All right, I'm gonna send it to you later, man. We go find some good deals. I appreciate you, man.
Give it some good deals. Now I want to pay
200.
Okay.
200 to 2.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, Nazir, thank you for coming through.
Thank you, man.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we will continue with the last Tory Lowe show. Stay locked in.